with the Champion Seed State Track and Field Update. Reporting for 95.7 FM from Des Moines, this is Quinn Douglas. Rolling Stories' Cam Landy is into Saturday's final in the Class 2A Girls 200-meter dash as she qualifies 7th in a season-best time of 25.82. KQWC Radio caught up with Landy following the race.
Yeah, it felt good. I mean, I ran against that girl at districts, and I knew it'd be good to run against her again because she pushes me and the other girl, too. Just good to run against them.
Big PR, go under 26 seconds. First time all year you've gone under 26. And just how has that instilled more confidence in you, especially you got a big day coming up tomorrow as well?
Yeah, it feels really good. I mean, starts the week off strong. Still got a big week ahead of us. Hopefully just keep moving up from here.
Shortly thereafter, Webster City's Jaden Weinzettel will take the track for the Class 3A Boys 200-meter dash. Weinzettel would not qualify for Saturday's finals, but placed 18th in a season-best time of 22.78. Weinzettel was the final qualifier in the 200-meter dash coming in following the state qualifying meets last Thursday. KQWC Radio also caught up with Weinzettel following his race.
How did you feel out there?
I felt pretty good. A lot of really fast guys, but nice to get a PR by quite a bit.
And obviously you were here a year ago in a relay. Now you're running individually. You'll run in a relay tomorrow, but running individually, how is it different for you compared to being in that 4x2 a year ago to now being here in this open two?
A lot more nervous. It's higher stakes. But less pressure kind of because don't got to worry about dropping the baton or something like that. But yeah, it's really fun.
And you have the distance medley coming up tomorrow. At least the feeling amongst your teammates with that distance medley. How do you guys feel going into that tomorrow morning?
We're really confident. Right now, I think we're like 13 or something. So trying to get top 8, that'd be a good shot.
Getting ready to go at 11:30 will be the 2A girls long jump at the Zadalyn Sporliter of Roland Story. And Addie Jeske of Eagle Grove will jump. And then as well as at 11:30, Jackson Cherry of Webster City will be competing in the 3A boys discus as well on the north end of the stadium. We do want to take time to thank our other sponsors that have made our updates of state track possible, including Gridiron Grill and Sports Lounge in Webster City, Gerber Auto Care in Webster City, and American Sanitation in Camrar. With the Champion Siege state track and field update reporting for 95.7 FM and from Des Moines, this is Quinn Douglas.